Well, welcome to the new age of the Rick Kogan Show. It is so weird to be in this studio because it's 7 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock, but I think I will get used to it almost immediately. My first guest is a man. I used to call you a young man, but now, Billy Lombardo, you're mature now.
I know.
Billy Lombardo is the finest writer, one of the finest writers in Chicago, and also a teacher of sort of a legendary ability. Billy, happy Father's Day. Your kids have grown up. I saw them on Facebook, and they're so they're so big and beautiful, your daughter and son. I'm like, oh, my God, I saw these guys when they were little, tiny kids. Don't ever tell them I said that.
Yeah, you know, I can't take credit for those Kane's girlfriend, so I can't take credit for any of her beauty. But
oh, that's a girlfriend. Okay. Yeah. He has good taste in girls then.
Yeah.
Billy, since last we talked, we were talking about the sort of reissuing of one of your great books now as Morning Will Come from Tortoise Books. But since we last talked, the world has turned upside down. How's it been for you?
You know what, Rick? I'm pretty sure that my reading at Albany Park Library her name will come to me in a second. We had a reading at Albany Park Library, and it must have been the last reading on Earth. I swear March 12th or something like that. I'm kind of glad my book came out when it came out, but everything is just, I haven't seen any readings then. There's been so many things that have happened on Zoom since then.
How do you like that? I did a kind of a funeral, spoke at a funeral Saturday on Zoom, the funeral of Zay Smith, the legendary Chicago Sun-Times reporter, the co-author of the Mirage series, and it was weird. It did not feel comfortable for me. I mean, I got through it, but it did not feel comfortable. How has Zoom felt for you?
You know, there are some parts of it that are really interesting for me, and then some parts of it that are just a little bit maddening. I was on there with, my girlfriend, Amy Danzer. She's got a big family, and they're just kind of crazy about each other, and they get on Zoom every once in a while, and you can only hear one of them at a time.
Yeah, I know.
And when you're live with them, you have to listen to them all at a time, and you can't. What we're realizing is that you have these, you know, when you're at a party and there's like 12 people or whatever, you can separate and have a little breakout with two people here or one person there, and that kind of thing is not possible on Zoom. But she's got a brother who's got some difficulty with the public, and he is like absolutely shining on that platform.
Oh, how interesting!
You know, you could just really see him coming alive and thriving in a lot of ways. So I'm sure it's maddening for some people. I mean, I can't imagine being a middle school kid and having, you know, someone looking at my face the entire time when all they want to do is kind of hide from the rest of the world sometimes.
Well, but in part, I mean, as an author and a teacher, it presents certain, I think, difficulties in the business of book promotion that many libraries are closed now, and those that are not closed are attempting to figure out how to do author events with social distancing, which cuts down the number of people. Have you and Amy given any thought to that? Because I have been to many events of yours, and you've been to some of mine where it's a packed house, and it's just a wonderful kind of literary gathering.
Yeah.
And that kind of gathering, that sort of human touching intercourse, doesn't seem as if it's a big part of the future right now.
No, it's a little, I mean, it's just really, first of all, you're going to more packed houses than I am, right?
Well, stop that.
There's a lot of places with like three or four people. But there's also this possibility where, if you know thousands of people and they all have the possibility of seeing you on Zoom. And I haven't had a big event on Zoom yet. But I mean, it's theoretically possible that you can have 200 or 300 people stepping in for a visit. But you're right; it's nothing like.
I mean,
that was one of the great joys of doing readings is you're just writing by yourself all this time, and then all of a sudden there's people who are listening to you, and you can see their reaction, and that's a little trickier, you know.
And one of the things for you too, Billy Lombardo, you can find him at BillyLombardoAuthor.com, is that you are such a born literary performer too, and I have always thought that someone with that ability, a la Mark Smith and some others, need that physical audience. Have you felt? I know we're getting into deep psychological territory here, but have you felt doing it over Zoom or doing it over a computer doesn't give you sort of the energetic feedback that one can get from a live crowd?
No, it's, I mean, I've had to do a lot of things online over the years. I taught for Global Online Academy for a while, so I'm actually okay. on that platform, but you're absolutely right. It's just not the same. You can't, you know, when you're even at a place like the Green Mill, which isn't huge, and when you could hear a pin drop in that place because it's something you're doing on the stage, and I've been on the stage sometimes where it wasn't quite that, you know, graceful and beautiful, and you know when you're falling apart too. But there's no, so far at least, there's no equivalent of that on Zoom for me.
Well, I think it's really all a learning curve.
Yeah.
What I would recommend, because a lot of you wise people are staying home and reading, to go to Billy Lombardo's got a great website, and we're going to talk about some of the teaching elements of it in a moment after a short commercial. But go to BillyLombardoAuthor.com. It is a great website, Billy. I got to tell you that.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
I got to tell you that. Did you do that yourself? Nobody does it themselves.
I actually did it myself. I was encouraged.
Did you really?
Get it done, but yeah, and it takes it probably took me 12 hours, 12 times the amount of time that it takes a pro to do it, but. Yeah.
Well, it is. I looked at it and explored it and thought to myself, well, this is something I can never do. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Billy Lombardo. Welcome to the new era of After Hours, the 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday year. And there's no one I'm more pleased to have as the inaugural guest than Billy Lombardo. He and I miss you being in the studio, Billy, because we've always...
I know, I can't believe it.
The last time you were in the studio, I just said, hey, why don't you stay here and be the co-host for the whole 2 hours? One of the things in this brave new world we're entering is you still do a lot of teaching. And on your website, Billy Lombardo... author.com. There's also BillyLombardo.com. There's also writingprose.org. You are offering a variety of classes and different sort of writing and literary and editorial services. That's why I'm recommending everybody should go take a look at this website. Two that really intrigued me, I don't know if you're still doing this one, is the baseball course from grades 3 to 5. That you wrote one of the great baseball books of all time, The Man with Two Arms, a fictional book, of course. What's that about?
You know, I had it began to quickly realize from talking to so many. I talked to so many kids in high school.
I know.
And I talked to parents and their kids, and it's such a tricky time for distance learning. So there are so many schools that weren't quite prepared to go online.
Right.
And
right.
There's so many teachers who aren't prepared to do it. So in order to really be effective, I think you have to be a really good teacher. Mm-hmm. I mean, more so than even in the classroom, I feel.
I agree.
And you have to understand all the little sort of tricks of online learning and what it's like for a kid to, you know, there are plenty of reasons why a kid would turn off the camera when he's on Zoom. And it doesn't mean he's quite checked out. So there's just so many things that you have to be aware of. And if you don't have a teacher who is amazing, and if you don't have a teacher who is really equipped with a skill set to teach online, it's really tricky. And so I'm finding that there are so many moms and kids are just like saying, you know, my son's not doing anything, or they're giving him links to something on the website or to Khan Academy or something like that. And And someone just called me up and said, you know what, my son is crazy about baseball, and he's in third grade, and I could probably get three or four other kids to do it. And I just like, do you do any online teaching? And I was like, absolutely. And yeah. I really did.
Also, absolutely, because there is no baseball for anybody to watch either. That, right. That's the other bonus you have going for you, too.
Exactly.
I think that the one thing that I've been trying to convince my daughter Fiona, who is 15, to take mm-hmm. advantage of is this Young Writers Fiction Workshop. This seems, I know you have enough people signed up. You're supposed to sign up by today, but maybe Billy will give you an extra day to sign up. It's a weekly Zoom series. It's discussions about how to read like a writer.
Yeah.
Idea generation exercises, weekly writing exercises, small group workshops, features of fiction discussions. It sounds like a joy and a wonder. And you have taught so many kids that you have ever been aware of the sort of palpable creativity that exists in kids that age, haven't you?
Oh my God. It's amazing, Rick. I read a poem the other day, and a lot of times I hate to say this, but sometimes you could just tell.
Yep.
If a poem is going to be really super underdeveloped because of the title, or if it's going to be amazing. And I pick up this poem the other day that I just looked at the title, and it was just, I can't even remember what it was, but it was so amazing. I'm like, I'm going to read this poem right now. And it just, I get the chills now just thinking about it. And these are kids who are creating that, you know. And so I just, you were one of the catalysts, and asking me what kind of was out there for someone like Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been thinking about it for a long time, and really that was what urged me to put this together in a more serious way. But I got kids that are signed up from Peru and Great Britain.
That's one of the things about the internet. It enables you to, you tap into an international, as you do with your magazine Polyphony, an international group. What occurs to me, Billy, and this is what I'm going to have you back on as soon as people can come up in the studio and sit down, maybe later in July, is that you have said, and it's on your website, I've heard you say it, that everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
One of my fears now, or one of my, makes me a bit uneasy, is that everybody is going to have a story about Black Lives Matter or COVID-19 at the risk of forsaking stories of young love. And, it's going to be stories about staying inside.
Yeah.
Are you worried about that? Because I think the last 4 months, especially young people, have not been able to explore the world as most young people have. They have been burdened by the two major topics of our lives.
Rick, it's one of the first things I thought of because I was doing a lot of, and I still am doing a lot of coaching kids through their college essays.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things I thought was, number one, how can you first of all, I was thinking like, are people going to expect me to write my college essay about COVID now?
Right, right.
And then I was thinking, well, can I even get away without doing it now?
Exactly.
If your whole life has been geared toward this world that we're not quite prepared for, and now it's disrupted in this huge way because you can't go to your summer camp and you can't have this, this art show, or you can't have this showcase for baseball.
You can't have a prom. You can't see your friends.
Yeah. And I actually, I wrote something about an argument for changing the Common App College essay so that you can just have an option for writing something about COVID, but then you can still write your other essay because you actually had a life before COVID.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and you hope to have one after that too. So I'm really glad you said that.
I think it's going to be revelatory for you to see what, because indeed, to get a dozen or so, I don't know how many are in your class, but a dozen or so essays about, what it's been like watching old Law and Order reruns or something. I mean, which actually wouldn't be a bad, actually it's not a bad idea for a short story, but the fact that maybe you'll get some that explore the new kind of forced interaction between parents and children and with the kid, what it's like for a 16-year-old to be with their parents or parent.
Right.
For
and
that.
Especially if there's a, I mean, I know kids who have just like, they can't do polyphony editing. There's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to edit for polyphony this summer. I was supposed to go to another country. I was supposed to go to this camp, but now I'm going to be watching my younger siblings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my it God. It's like, they, no one sort of expected that, you know, and you still, and it's disheartening for them in so many ways,
sure.
And you know, but, and you hope that it's also going to be, you know, they're going to have occasions for joy and things that they would, you know, will remember fondly, you know.
Well, and as you and I both know, talking, you also do workshops for adults too. There, I'm serious. It is the greatest website I've ever seen from an author, Billy Lombardo, author.com. It will lead you to BillyLombardo.com. It will lead you to writingprose.org. And one thing, I am sort of sitting on the edge of my chair, at once fearful and hopeful, is the amount of stories by published writers that are going to come out of this
right.
time and this era, because most of us, I've tried to shy away from it mostly in my newspaper mm-hmm. stories, but wind up falling back into it, you know, walk along Wabash to see what that looks like and what that means to me.
Right.
It's going to be not just a bookshelf full of books. It's going to be a library of Congress full of books and ruminations. So, and I'll be very curious, Billy, because you know you are among my favorite writers on this planet and one of the few who's still alive, frankly. I mean, you know, there's Roy Cohn and Studs and Hemingway and John O'Hara and Willard Motley and some others. I'll be very curious to see how, in a couple years or 5 years, this whole era translates to the page for you. You writing anything now?
I'm working on a couple things now. I've had I finally got a nibble for an agent on a young adult novella.
Oh, good.
Day of the Palindrome that I've just been excited about for a long time, but I'm kind of glad it was supposed to be picked up many years. It was picked up many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then we both backed out of the deal because they wanted me to add, you know, wings and fangs and horns and that sort of thing.
Yes, make it a vampire. Yes, make him a vampire, Billy Lombardo. We don't care for these normal human beings.
Right.
So make it a vampire.
It's finally at a place where I think it's ready to go out. But I'm also working on a book of craft for apprentice writers.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I've been thinking also a lot about that, about writing about COVID. But I've, you know, it's a little scary. I feel like it's even, you know, I mean, you can't even, I mean, 9/11 was the big event before this.
Sure.
And I still feel like that was like, I just couldn't write about that, you know.
Yep.
I didn't kind of want to go there. So this and this is like,
well, we're in the middle of it. I mean, this is
right.
You know, this is certainly chapter one, if not page one, of what will be a story of our lifetimes. Billy Lombardo, you go give Amy a kiss and tell your kid he has nice taste in girlfriends.
Rick, it's so great.
It is. I can't wait to see
you
in person, Billy. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Take care. And I'm so glad you're back with us here.
Oh, man.
Rick.
Yeah, everybody wanted me to write a story for the paper about what it was like with COVID. I go, no, period, no. Billy, take care of your sweet self.
Take care. Tell
All right.
Okay. Fiona, I said hi.
I will. I'll try to twist her arm. Thanks, Billy.
Okay, bye, Rick.